Blaine Well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
The biggest, most ridiculous, silliest occupying of our time at the moment is Thabo Bester and his doctor girlfriend, and they are in jail.
They are. And honestly, the story is gripping the country. Everywhere I walk.
The world.
This is what, the world. International press are reporting on this. But as I came into the building today, this is what people are talking about. They're following the developments. And it's developing so fast, we can hardly keep up. But so perhaps let's touch base on where we are now in this story. So Thabo Bester and his, well, I would have called her girlfriend, but she's being called his customary wife. I want to find the name so that I can pronounce this properly. Dr. Nandipa Magudumana are both back in the country. Bester is in jail in Pretoria. Dr. Nandipa appeared in court in Bloemfontein today, and her case was postponed to Monday. What we actually need to do is to pause and reflect on how we got here, because it actually gets so overwhelming. And the first time that we really got to know Thabo Bester, who's what this is centered around, is in 2011. The reason the police minister made the comment he did, but he doesn't know what name to call him. In 2011, Thabo Bester was already in jail under a different name for fraud. And at that stage, he had 13 aliases.
So we don't even know if that's his name.
So, yeah, some of the aliases. Thomas Bester, Tom Bester, Thabo Tom Bester, Tom Kelly, Thomas Kelly Besters, Thomas Berter, Thomas Kelly Young, Kelly Young, the name under which he was incarcerated, Thomas Magugula, Kelly Johnstone, Rufus Mahopo, Tom Rufus Reddy.
Out of nowhere you
but
pick a Rufus.
But he also had a Motsepe at a point. He was a Tom Motsepe when he was doing his thing from New York.
Yes.
From the jail.
Those were the subsequent ones. So that's at that stage we had 13 and they've been growing. So he was let out of jail then on bail, I believe, on fraud charges. And that is when what we now refer to as the Facebook rapes and murders happened, where he would essentially target young women, usually under the auspices of, I can offer you modeling work either abroad or in South Africa, and either rob them and or rape them and or kill.
Yeah.
That's what got him to jail.
This is one of the worst people. Let's make this very clear. Like, he is genuinely, I hope he goes to jail forever. And it would be the least that he deserves.
They must absolutely throw away the key, because I think what's happened now as well with the kind of way that the story has unfolded, it feels like a movie. I'm sure the series is being written. I'm sure the documentary is being followed up on and produced at this point already. But what I think we need to stay cognizant of is the fact that this man has ruined so many lives, either with survivors of his trauma that he inflicted on them, or people that have lost loved ones or lost money, savings or whatever, because of this horrible human being.
And you're absolutely right. And as far as I'm concerned, he should go down the same way that, like, there shouldn't have been a Jeffrey Dahmer TV show. There shouldn't have been all of these shows highlighting / celebrating these people, because it's unfortunate, though. People are interested in the story. Mm-hmm. People already all over the world they're replying to comments from CNN on Twitter going, hey, at Netflix, where is the special coming? Because everyone wants to know how he got out, how he got out of the country, how he moved, this, that. But the point is, there needs to be some respect for the victims in all of this. And it's going to be, you know, sensationalized for entertainment purposes, and it's not cool.
And I mean, that ripple effect we're still seeing. So Dr. Nandipa, for example, is in jail in Bloemfontein. Her father is also in jail. He's also charged with murder, which means, and not accomplice, with actual murder. She faces charges of murder relating to three corpses, because she tried to claim three corpses after he was alleged to have died in his cell in a fire in Bloemfontein. We now know that that's how he escaped. And the drama really and the developments now are shifting to Parliament. That's where we are seeing G4S, the judicial structures that investigated this, the police, everyone is now having to go answer there in terms of what happened. We haven't even gotten to how they got out of the country and all those developments. What we know is that Thabo Bester is, unfortunately, a very smart and persuasive man.
And seems to be very connected.
Yes. I would like to know, and I think this is just my own kind of curiosity, and I think there are quite a few other people that maybe have a similar interest, is how this doctor, because apparently she was quite well respected, she was someone that was on the ups, got herself so far and deeply entangled with a person like this.
Yeah, and her whole and her family involved.
She has children. And that is just, to me, as a mother, shocking.
Yeah, and we don't have those answers
exactly.
yet. Exactly. We're only now still catching up and learning about when, for example, when he was in the stage where he was also targeting women on Facebook, also running Facebook and email scams, conning high-end clubs in Cape Town into thinking he's an ANC member organizing a remembrance event for Nelson Mandela.
He had a bunch of very influential business and political people in suits singing happy birthday to him on a video call while he was wearing a suit from inside a jail cell.
Yeah.
We need so many answers to so many questions, and that's why the story is not going away.
Yeah, and in the jail cell, just to mention, he was classified as a high-profile inmate, had a single cell, and had access to a psychologist 3 times a week.
And video connections and a tuxedo in case you want a birthday party and people willing to break you out and no. So, this drama is not going away. We don't know enough at this stage. We will keep you updated because, you know, the story's not going anywhere.
From the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah.
I just keep on dancing.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.